in Jesus' name. Let me go to your seat, get your Bible, let's go to work. Amazing grace. How many of y'all remember that? Oh my. Ooh, that's old school. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
How many of y'all ready? Raise your hand. How many of y'all ready? All right, ready to go for it. All right, we're going to go for it. Yes, sir. I receive your seed. All right, daughter. All right. That's a $10,500 check. I had a lady on Wednesday night brought me. She said, "You've been talking about this, and I've been believing God for it to sow my first $1,000 seed." And on Wednesday, she sold her first $1,000 seed. Yeah. All right, daughter. All right, daughter, what'd you say?
God gave me a truck this week.
This week?
I've been believing God for a truck for business deliveries, and he gave me one Tuesday.
Gave you one Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
She been believing for a truck at $880. And God gave her one Tuesday. Yes, sir. You may be seated because you have a lot of things you need to write today. Here's a subject matter. We're talking about grace. We're talking about favor. Grace means favor, and it means ownership. It means favor and ownership, and it came through the cross. Okay? Now, I'm about to put you in a position to cross over from where you are to where you desire to be. Would that be okay?
Yes,
cross over from where you are to where you desire to be.
Yes.
All right. Grace, turn to Ephesians 1. Grace is the bridge of the supernatural. That's what we're going to talk about today. Grace is the bridge of the supernatural. Anywhere you want to get in the spirit, you're going to have to cross the bridge of grace.
Yes.
Grace means favor, and it means ownership.
Uh-huh.
It means things that already have been paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already yours. So, there are two categories that I want you to think about. Receiving and releasing. Receiving, once you receive it, you got to release it.
Right.
Grace means that everything that God desired for you to have is already yours. That's the way you receive it. Now, what you got to do in life, as you're walking in life, and as you're making space in life, you're going to have to begin to release these things. You already got them. It's already mine. All right? Now, this verse, I read three verses in Ephesians 1, the first chapter, but it unloads the revelation of grace. The revelation of grace is unloaded. Your favor, your past, your present, and your future is unloaded in this one verse we're about to go to. It produced ownership of the supernatural. The supernatural belong to me. We are transitioning to a zone in the spirit called grace.
Yes.
Favor, I'm repeating myself. Favor, ownership, release. Favor, ownership, release. Faith is the trigger of grace.
Right.
You cannot shoot the grace gun unless you pull the trigger of faith. All right. You have to understand grace by faith. I won't get this down. And you can only operate in grace by faith.
Right.
Hold your seat now, because this is a strong statement about to be made. Jesus and grace are synonymous.
Amen. Wow. Yes, sir.
All the production of Jesus is in grace. And all the production of grace is in Jesus.
Yes.
One more thing before I read the scripture. Grace is the bridge of faith. That's why Satan tried to leave it out. He tried to leave the apostle and prophet out. And he wanted to leave grace out. Because those are the ones who are supposed to take you where you're supposed to be spiritually. And you're supposed to have days of heaven on earth. So in reading these scriptures, it's critical. The apostles in this scripture, the name apostles in this scripture, grace is in this scripture. And then the Lord unload, listen to me. As a voice we're going to read, all spiritual factors on us.
Yes, sir.
He unloaded it in one voice throughout the whole Bible.
Yeah.
This one voice keeps speaking to you. So we begin with Ephesians 1:1. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Paul and what? Underline that. Of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. But we're talking to you right here now.
Right.
Now notice the second voice now. Notice the second voice. After he explained, notice what he said in the second voice now. Grace be to you. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying to you this morning. Grace be to you. I'm going to break it down, explain it, open it up. But I want you to know that the Lord wants grace to be to you.
Yes.
And so after grace and peace from God our Father, look who it's from, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So God is sending grace to us, right?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
All right. Now, this third verse open up all the bridges to the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
All miracles, all signs, all wonders that belong to us is setting right in this verse. Whatever you need today in your life, whatever look like it's not working out, I want you to meditate this verse. It said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch what he says here. who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Now watch what I say now. That verse is the definition of grace. Everything is in that verse. The whole Bible. All that Jesus did. All that the Holy Spirit can do is in that verse. And it's all done over the bridge called grace. In other words, God releasing himself to us, for us, and through us. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, in order to understand the grace transformation that will arrive in here this morning, that you are able to cross the bridge of the supernatural at any given moment.
Yes.
In other words, you need a miracle, you can get it.
Yes.
You need a sign, you can get it. You need a wonder, you can get it. You need to get out of the ordinary, you can get out of the ordinary. Because you're a child of God, all right? Now, one more time, look at that third verse. Read that third verse, y'all read it. Who what?
Yes.
It's already done, right?
Yes.
Who has blessed us with what now?
All spirit.
Hold. All what?
Spirit.
What do you think that means? All he blessed us with all spirit. All, listen, all spiritual blessings. You can say it again. All supernatural blessings.
Yes.
You can also say, from me, from this day forward, nothing is impossible. That's what the verse says. But we got to get in position beyond religion, beyond tradition, beyond feeling, because the Bible don't work by feeling. Feeling just the enjoyment we get, but the Bible works by faith. If you depend on feeling, you're going to fail. So it's already done. Now look in the second chapter. And when I start getting out points, you'll be to go with me. The second chapter. Now, if grace is powerful enough to save me, there must be nothing else that grace can do. So don't or do not turn grace loose another day in your life.
Thank you, sir.
Always know that grace is available to me. The same grace that saved me is able to do what I need done now. So stand in your grace, please. Stand in your grace space. All right. Now, here we read again in the second chapter of Ephesians. See, I want to begin reading that, the first verse. And you has he quickened it, who was dead in trespass and sin, when time passed, you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Have no more control over you.
That's right.
The world,
yes.
Nor Satan has no more control over my life because of grace. When I'm walking in grace, I'm walking above this world and I'm walking above Satan.
That's good.
Hmm. Time passed, you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. But I'm a child of obedience.
Yes.
Now look at the third verse. You cannot be a child of God and live at the same level you lived when you wasn't. You got to know you're different. You got to know that you're packing. You got to know that you're supernatural. You got to know, oh my. You have a gravity called grace that can pull you out of anything. Expect more. Expect a better life. Stop thinking down. Let the Lord speak to you this morning. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh. I'm in verse 3. Fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind. See that? And what about nature the children of wrath, even as the others? But God, who is what? And notice what happened here. Notice, look at Hebrews 4:16. Notice what happened. It takes us to one throne, but we come out with two things. Yes, sir. Hebrews 4:16. Yes, sir. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Why can we come boldly? Huh? Why we can come boldly? Because it's our divine rights. Let us come boldly to the throne of favor. Let us come boldly to the throne of ownership. Of grace that we may. And look what he said. You come to the grace throne and get mercy to go with it. I'm just going to throw mercy in there with you. And obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now tell me what mercy and grace can't handle. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm full of mercy.
I'm full of grace.
Every problem,
every
satanic force
has to move out
of
my life
right now.
Because I demand it
in the name of Jesus. Somebody got free. The package you come here carrying that you didn't want to have can't go home with you. Glory to God. And I'm hearing these words. I don't know who this is for. Get your joy back. It almost, you come to the point when Satan threaten you, you can say, I know you're joking. You don't know who you're messing with. See, I'm saved and informed. You're not going to whoop me with no feeling. Because I walk by faith. I got the anointing. I'm a feeling changer. Then I can repent. When I mess up, I can repent and get back on the right street. I got to read this on out. I got to read these three out, then I'm going to tell you those things about grace. Grace is the bridge of the supernatural. So in other words, you're going to know how to walk in the supernatural every day of your life. No matter what come up. But see your supernatural being. When you accept the divine nature of God, the supernatural was birthed in you. Miracles, signs, and wonders are on the inside of every child of God. Isn't that something? See, just learning that in Jesus Christ, I have already received everything. And what I'm asking for is already mine. So I have to learn how to release what I already have. Release healing, release finances, release joy, release peace, It's already on the inside of me. I just got to release it. I know all this traffic have come, but I got to know how to travel in this traffic in the right vehicle called grace. I got to know how to shift when I need to shift. Hallelujah. Look at this now, but how far are we supposed to be? Oh, my, long way. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, or if he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, have quickened us together with Christ. And notice it in verse 5. What did it say? And has what? Raised us up together and made us sit together where? In who? That in the age to come he might show the exceeding. Now watch this. Look at verse 7. Read verse 7. All right, now what you got on the line in that voice? What you got on the line in that voice? The exceeding what? You see it? The exceeding riches of his grace. Verse 8. For by what?
Grace.
Now, I want you to see this now, because you got to work this. For by grace are you saved how? See, grace can't work without faith. You see it?
Yes,
and that's not of yourself.
Right.
What it is?
Yes,
gift of God.
Yes,
feed on that. I want you to feed on that. And not of works. You see, what the church have taught us is a whole lot of work.
Yeah.
How much you pray and how clean you live and et cetera. But grace right over here, grace, come here. Come here. I'm going to help you change. But grace is waiting on you. Take the grace. Well, I tell you, take the grace. Take the grace. Say, take the grace. Tell the person next to you, take the grace. Nah. Now, you might get swung at, but I want you to tell them something else. Don't be stupid. Take the grace. Tell them it's there.
It's there.
And it's powerful.
It's powerful.
And it belongs to you.
It belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to put in your notes Ephesians 3, 1 through 7. Because it talks about grace again. For this call I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. You heard of the dispensation, second verse, of the grace of God was given to me, given to me to you. What? See, now I'm doing the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Same thing Paul did there. I'm doing the same. No, let me read that again, because y'all see, God making a deposit in you that's going to ease your life up, that you're going to trust God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory! Glory to God!
Let me get you out of you. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Get you out of you.
Uh-huh.
That's why I had to go to sing that Amazing Grace this morning. It's amazing. Your life is about to be amazing. Like it never been before. Because the Holy Spirit is going to call some of this stuff back to you. Say, what about grace? You sitting there crying, talking about it, you're not going to make it. What about grace?
Hallelujah.
Just let me read a little more here. Verse 2 of the third chapter. You heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you what?
Yes,
how that by what?
Revelation.
He made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as is now revealed to his holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs in the same body, partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Then verse 7, and then I'll start giving you points. Wherever I was made a minister, you got it? According to what?
The gift
of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. I'm just showing that whole outline there is revealing how powerful grace is. We're talking about grace is the bridge of, is the bridge of the supernatural. All right, let's look at grace, that it can open up more to us. Turn to 1 Peter 5 and 10. 1 Peter 5 and 10. Very specific, powerful principles and revelation about grace is about to be given to you, that you can use these powers of grace in your life. Grace actually is the death, burial, resurrection, ascension, seated position of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what grace is. He's seated right now. I'm seated with him. All right? He, God, is the God of all grace. But the God of all grace, look at this scripture, who have called us the eternal glory by Jesus, by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while. Uh-huh. Suffered a while. Uh-huh. So that means everything you go through is just for a while. Uh-huh. Whatever you're dealing with now, I want you to have the revelation is just for a while. Ooh, Jesus. No matter what's going on up in you now, no matter what you're going through, no matter if your back hurt or your finances lack or things ain't going AWOL, it's just for a while. Tell somebody just for a while. Don't worry about it. I love it. I love it. Ooh. But the God of all grace. What are you? Who he is? The God of all what? Has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus.
I receive a pass.
Just for a while. Eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that you have suffered a while. Look what it said after that. Make you what?
Perfect.
What else?
Standard.
What else?
Standard.
What else? Shucks, man, listen. What you gonna do? Look at it, look at it. You have suffered for a while, but he'll make you, number one, perfect. Otherwise, then he'll establish you. Then he gonna strengthen you. Then he gonna sell you. So it doesn't matter what you're going through this morning. You've come to the house of God. And grace is speaking to you. And grace is going to settle this thing. Every problem, every package, everything you... Come on here, church. Online member, online partner. Listen, it's settled. Jesus. And come to church one time, just this one time this morning, and it's selling. But the God of all grace, hallelujah, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect. Establish, strengthen the cell of you. What is a good Montreal? What is a good translation for that? I don't look at the translation too much. Amplified Bible or something. I know they must be saying something to make us shout. Who got it? Look at it. You got that computer you with you? This way, I want to lead this way, but this voice is so powerful, man. Sure. I'm only going through this a little while. I'm about to get up out of here. And listen to me. You don't have to die to get free. What translation, Marjorie? Any translation?
Yes, sir.
Which one it is? Amplified. Put the Amplified up there for me. You got it up there for me? I want to read it before I go to the next point. He's the God of all grace. You got it down? He's the God. Whatever I need, he's the God of all favor.
Uh-huh.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
After you have suffered for a little while,
uh-huh,
the God of all grace, who imparts his blessings and favor. Woo, somebody ought to dance on that. Who impart his blessing and favor, who called you to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete, confirm. Come on, let me see the rest of it. Let me see the rest of it. Strengthen and woo, my goodness. Somebody jump up a little bit. Just jump up a little bit. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I need to read that verse again. Give me that voice back. Give me that voice back. I ain't leaving it. After you have suffered for not for a while. God of all grace, who imparts his blessing and favor, who called you to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete, confirm, strengthen, establish you. Making you be what you ought to be. Do you understand that? Making you be what you ought to be.
That's good.
All right, you may sit down. Listen very carefully now. His throne is a throne of grace.
Uh-huh.
Turn to Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16. His throne is the throne of grace. Glory to God. So whenever I go to pray, grace invades me. I'm invaded by grace. I have a grace invasion going on in my life. Since grace is so important, since grace is so powerful, since grace cover all my spiritual life, I think I'm going to pray about it. Let us therefore come weakly, sadly. Why can we come boldly? Huh? Because we got a right to come. And we know the power of grace. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. See, when you go on the grace, you know all that grace is. Grace is God's favor, and grace is my ownership. you're just powerful. When you know I can go to the throne of grace and get this thing straight. David may obtain, and then you talk about that I may obtain mercy.
Yes,
and find grace to help in time of need.
Yes.
Oh my God. Now I want you to kaparese kadama. Catch a hold of this. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. I'm going to make a statement. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace.
Wow.
Yes, sir. That's a good one. That's a good one. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace. How much sore punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy who have trodden underfoot the Son of God and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, have done despite unto the Spirit of grace. See, that you mess with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace. In other words, the Holy Spirit, watch what I say now, function in grace. The Holy Spirit function in favor. The Holy Spirit function in the realm where there's nothing impossible. Are y'all listening out there?
Yes.
I mean, you're supposed to be taking it home with you.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to be walking around in one of these rooms saying, nothing is impossible.
That's right.
Impossible. I got the grace of God on the inside of me.
Grace of God.
Already paid for.
Already paid for.
He was wounded for my transgression. Bruised for my iniquity. Chastisement of his peace is upon me. And with his stripes, I'm healed. If God is for me, all things work together for good for them that love God, who call his appointment. What a powerful life. What a powerful life. Don't go by your feelings. They fake. They're trying to fake you out. See? So the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace. You saw in the internet, boy?
Yes.
Sanctifying the holy thing. And done to the Spirit of grace. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace. Now, here's another. Turn to Acts 20. Our message is called the gospel of the grace of God and the word of his grace. The gospel of the grace of God and the word of his grace. Now, look there in Acts 20, 24. Give me a few more minutes and I'll close. Acts 20, 24. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I receive of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Say it,
the gospel
of the grace of God.
Uh-huh.
Wow. The gospel of the grace of God. See, grace includes the death, burial, resurrection, ascension, seated position, and the sending of the Holy Spirit back to us.
Amen.
Jesus sent the Holy Spirit back to us so we can live a grace life.
Amen.
Jesus, when he was here, was living a life of grace.
Right.
He was a man dressed in a grace suit. You ought to be in a woman. You ought to be a woman dressed in a grace dress. What that mean? Knowing I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Grace means knowing I know I'm blessed.
Yeah.
I don't care what the wind blowing. I don't care what's coming. I know I'm blessed, and I'm going to come out blessed.
Yes.
And I want you to look at somebody and say, I'm coming out blessed every time. Looking at 32nd verse of the same opening of Acts 20, verse 32. Our message is called the gospel of the grace of God and the word of his grace. And now, brethren, I commend you to God. And to what? Underline in your Bible, the word of his grace. Because watch what he's going to say after. Watch what he's going to say after. Was he able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. That's a powerful voice, isn't it?
Yes.
Woo! I'll read it again. That's a powerful voice. I want it to be up on you this morning. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I want you to see this now. The prophets of old prophesied of the grace that should come to us. Come on, daughter. This grace came by Jesus. So it was prophesied, I received your seed. All right. It was prophesied. Well, this is a $670 check. The prophets of old prophesied of the grace that should come to us, all right? 1 Peter 1:10, quickly. Turn your Bible to 1 Peter 1:10 and turn to John 1:17. I'm going to show you two things about grace. The prophet of old prophesied the grace that should come to us. This grace came by Jesus. Of what salvation the prophet have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. You see that?
Yes,
sir. All right, then turn to John 1:17. John 1:17. Whew. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the law was given by Moses.
Uh-huh.
But what?
Grace
and by what?
Jesus Christ.
Now watch what I'm about to say. It's going to shake you. You're back in the garden. In the Garden of Eden, where everything belonged to you.
Right.
Adam took us out. Jesus put us back in there. Days of heaven on earth. Hallelujah. There's going to be a little shifting that has to go on every now and then. You got to shift, use your faith, shift your way back in, be led by the Spirit, but you still can live in the garden. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to John chapter 1. Let's make a statement. Jesus was full of grace. And it is from his fullness that we receive one grace after another.
Uh-huh.
Come on, I want you to hear that. Because, Lord, I need more grace. Lord, I'm releasing more of your grace on this situation. Come on now. We're talking about living now. We ain't talking about just coming here and shouting. Look what it says. Oh, my. Jesus was full of grace, and it's from his fullness of grace that we receive that we receive one grace after another. John 1:14.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let the Bible talk.
Yes.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You see it?
Right.
And we beheld His glory of the only begotten of the Father, only begotten of the Father, only begotten of the Father, full of grace. Look what it add to it. And truth. It seemed to me that grace makes truth manifest. And the truth about the whole thing, you shouldn't be down. You're a child of the living God.
Amen.
Let grace lift you up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at somebody and tell them, I ain't planning on losing no more. I said, look at the 16th verse, same old. Look at the 16th verse, John 1:16. Ooh, y'all are shouting now. Come on now. Somebody over here make some noise. And of His fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Turn to Luke chapter 2. And this is what I want to implement to you this morning. Because Jesus is our example, right?
Yes,
now watch what it said about. The grace of God was upon Jesus, and gracious words proceeded out of His mouth. He had so much grace on Him, He spoke grace. He started speaking grace. He start speaking favor. You don't have to look for so many breakthroughs. Walk in your favor. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. There's a few more scriptures. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. The grace of God was upon Jesus, and gracious word proceeded out of His mouth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit. Watch it now. Filled with wisdom and the grace of God was upon him. Now see, everything I'm saying about Jesus is being said about you. Because as He is, so are we. In this world. The works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father, because I'm giving you all my equipment. I give you the Spirit, I give you the grace that I was wearing, you wearing the same grace. Talk to me.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's go a little further. Give me a Luke 4:22 on that statement. Luke 4:22. And show you another aspect of it. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they say, is not this Joseph's son? But the gracious word that proceeded out of his mouth. I want you to talk grace.
Yes, sir.
I want you to walk crazy. I want no more fear in your life. No more worry in your life. Always pour grace out. Let grace take the place of it. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Give you one or two more. Better study this grace. Hebrews 2:9. It was by grace that Jesus tasted of death for every man. By grace. Let me preach up in here. Y'all getting a hold of the grace life. Not the grave life. Y'all stop dying every day. Time to live. I heard the Spirit of God spoke just now. And he says, within these teachings, the grace of the resurrected life must rest upon you. Coming out of all traditional grave, yes. Religious grave, and trying to get it grave and know that it's already yours. I need three hallelujah on that.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Stop living by your feeling. And make your feeling live by you. Control it. Here's, I'm going to give you one or two more. Here we go. Why do we 2:9. It was by grace that Jesus tasted of death for every man. Did I read it yet?
No.
Did we read that? No. We see Jesus, who made a little lower than the angel for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. It was by grace, wasn't it?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to give you four assignments that are going to help you in this message. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 things. I'm going to probably close with these four things. I'm going to give you a scripture for every one of them. Acts 13:43. Continue in grace. Acts 13:43. And when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes and followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue what? So this is your assignment. This week, I want you to continue in grace. In other words, some of the things that the Holy Spirit is teaching you this morning, call one of them back out when you need it to make that next step. Grace is not partial time. It's not part time. You have to continue in the grace of God. All right, that's the first assignment. Continue in the grace of God this week. All right. The second one is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. Abound, A-B-O-U-N-D, in grace. Not just continue, but abound in grace. 2 Corinthians 8, 7. Therefore, as you abound in everything, oh, hallelujah, in faith and utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you. Isn't that something? Huh? That's some powerful places he talked about. Then he said, but see that you abound in grace also. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, all right, We feed people.
Yes, sir.
And utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see, good God Almighty, that you abound in this grace also. In other words, attend to grace so grace can attend to you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Are you listening? Uh-huh. Now, the first thing was continuing grace, right? Second one now, abound in grace, right?
Yes.
The third one is be strong in grace.
Come
on. Give me a scripture. 2 Timothy 2:1. 2 Timothy 2:1. Be strong in grace, my brothers and sisters. Thou therefore, my son, look at it. Be what?
Strong.
That is in Christ Jesus. Be strong. So we talk about continuing grace, abounding grace, be strong in grace. And the next one is an ongoing insight. Growing grace. 2 Peter 3:18. 2 Peter 3:18. A lot of scriptures, a lot of instruction. He start off, but growing grace. See that? But growing grace, but growing favor, but growing ownership. Come on now. Because of what Jesus have done for you already. But growing grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be glory, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
So we're talking about continuing grace. We're talking about abounding grace, right? Be strong in grace, right? And then we're talking about growing grace. Oh, you got a few more minutes. The word of God speak of great grace.
Yeah.
Write that down. Acts 4:33. Great grace. Everybody say great grace.
Great grace.
Acts 4:33. And with great power give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And what? Look at your name and say, great grace upon me. Look at your name.
Great grace upon me.
Right now.
Right now.
Great, great, great grace. Get in the car. Say, great grace upon me. You ain't said nothing, young lady. Say something. Say, great grace upon me. I'm talking with you with that bush. Great grace
is upon me.
Right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shoo. Shoo. I'm anointed with great grace. Wow. Ain't no telling what's going to happen to you this week. I'm walking in great grace. The abundance of grace, Romans 5:17. The abundance of grace, abundant grace, Romans 5:17. For by one man offense death reigned by one, much more they was received. Underline abundant of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall what? By who?
By
so I have abundant grace to reign in life.
Amen.
Tell somebody, abundant grace is upon me.
Right now.
Some of y'all look like you're cold. Turn it down a little bit. Abundant air upon me.
Look out.
I'm about to close, young lady. I'm about to close. But what about this one? Here's another one. We got it. We went through great grades, right? Went through the abundance of grades, right? What about turn to 2 Corinthians 9:14? The exceeding grace of God. The exceeding grace of God. 2 Corinthians 9:14. And by this, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding, good God Almighty, grace of God in you. Put your hand on your stomach and say, grace is growing in me right now. Exceedingly.
Exceedingly.
Oh my goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The same grace
that raised Jesus from the dead.
Abide
in me
right now
to raise me
out of every situation
that does not glorify God.
I can't stop now. Listen. Oh my. The glory of his grace. Ephesians 1:6. Ephesians 1:6. The glory of his grace. To the praise of the glory of his grace. You didn't know grace was in that much, did you? To the praise of the glory of his grace, where he made us accepted in the beloved. Turn to Ephesians 1:7. The riches of his grace, in whom we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. I'm rich with grace. Are you talking about prosperity? The prosperity of grace. And I'll give you the last one. Yeah, I'm going to give you this one. I've got many more to give you. What are we? The exceeding riches of his grace. In Ephesians 2:7. The exceeding riches of his grace. My God. Ephesians 2:7. We'll read this one out. We'll read this one together. Ready? Read. So you leave here this morning grace drunk. I'm drunk. I'm drunk with grace. I'm saturated with grace. You notice I hadn't read no text about disgrace.
No.
We've been so guilty from the pulpit. Every little mistake we make, as if God kick us out. That was graceful. You ain't perfect. I ain't perfect. You gonna make a mistake. You had to pray about making no mistake. You don't have to make no confession about making no mistake, because you got an enemy, and you're in a physical body. You got an unsaved soul, so you will make mistakes. You got to keep that body checked and mind checked. But know this. You know you love God. How many of y'all really love God? He'll work with you. He's a good God. He'll work with me. God is a good God. How many of y'all know God is a good God? How many of y'all know you got some ugly ways? It's amazing how God put up with me. But God is a good God. How many of y'all go off every now and then? If you don't, you're not human. You're a robot. You ain't always lovely and sweet. You know you're not. Don't be ducking. But God take care of you. See, we were taught, I'm closing, Montreal. We were taught you got to be perfect. But you're not going to ever be perfect. That's why you need grace. You need mercy. You need repentance. But I believe all of us in here want to live right. Yeah. I'm not talking about going out and practice sin. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that slip up on you. You're mad before you know it. You know what I'm saying? And you always want to accuse somebody else for your failure. They're holding me back. You know they're holding you back. You're holding your own tail back. I call success, good success, on everybody under the sound of my voice. I speak it over you in the name of Jesus. I know it's possible. I know God can bring you from any level up to any level you want to go to. I know that personally. I've experienced it. I walked down those roads. I've traveled through those ditches. I recognize that God is not a man, that he should lie. He said it. He'll make it good. I also know God wants you to live the good life.
Yes.
But he wants you to keep him first.
Yes.
Keep his business first.
Yes.
Take care of my business.
Yes.
That's all we left here for.
Yes.
Take care of his business. He come and get us.
Yes.
But he got us to take care of his business. That's what we left here for, to take care of his business.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank God.
We learned a whole lot about grace this morning.
Yes.